Good morning. I'm here in the studio with Blossom Twitchell, who's the General Assistance Caseworker for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and Lloyd Platson, who's the Prevention Director at Sitka Counseling. And they're here to talk about the Student Activity and Health Equity Fund. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you both so much for being here. Blossom, I wonder if you could just start by telling us, what did you see and when that caused you to ask people to come together for this project?
Sure. Thank you for asking, Caitlin. I began looking into this need this last summer when a family came and asked, actually a coach came and asked about a family. They saw a family in need, and they had children who wanted to go to a basketball camp, but they couldn't find any resources. And that kind of opened my eyes, and I wanted to help. And at the tribe, we didn't have an assistance program that they would fit into. So I got together with some friends, and we raised that money to help that family. And from there, I realized that there was a need, and we needed to get together and discuss it. So I reached out to Chandler O'Connell and Bernadette Rasmussen, and a number of other ladies who felt the need to come together and discuss this issue. So we met at the Island Institute one afternoon, and we went over what we saw and how we could apply what we knew to this need in Sitka. So it kind of grew from there, and I'm excited that we're here this morning with you discussing how much we've grown and what we plan on doing. So from there, we talked with Doug Osborne, who is amazing, and we then talked with the Sitka School District, and Sue Ross came on board, who's the activity director, and it's kind of gone from there. And now Lloyd is here with me, and we've had Lori Hood on board. So we've continued the discussion, and I'm so thankful that it's grown.
Yeah, that's amazing.
What it's doing.
So Lloyd, you got involved in this project as well. And could you tell us, once this kind of came together into an organized group and you became the Student Activity and Health Equity Fund, what was your process to get funding and to get off the ground?
Well, there was a group of people that came together kind of under the auspices of the Sitka Health Summit. And when this issue started coming up, we were actually in a process of doing a coaching, a year-long coaching program with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. As part of that, we started looking at health disparities, health equities. And when this discussion came up, it was like, wow, this is a great project that we could get involved in. And so it started growing, and then out of that coaching process, we were able to apply for an acceleration grant through the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And the project that we picked was the Student Health Equity, Student Activity and Health Equity Fund. And so the original pot was $10,000 that we got from the acceleration grant. We used part of that to really, we hired someone to go in and talk to coaches and teachers and students, you know, to kind of identify what the needs were and what the hurdles were for engaging all youth in having equal access to the student activities. And when we talk about student activities, we're really looking at all student activities. Oftentimes people think just sports, but you know, it's the fine arts, it's drama, debate, it's what other?
It's music.
Yeah,
it's
everything.
Dance. It's everything.
Yes. So we're really excited about it.
Yes.
So the fund, the Student Activity and Health Equity Fund, the purpose of it, if I'm getting this right, is to provide students who don't have the right financial resources to be involved in school activities.
Yes. So it would help cover the costs of fees incurred by extracurricular activities. So right now we are going off, we're in the process of deciding how we're going to redefine that process of eligibility. Right now we're going off of if you are eligible to receive free and reduced school lunch, you would be eligible to apply for the scholarship.
And we're looking at other options also in terms of, you know, all of us from time to time, you know, things pop up that we're not aware of that kind of drains our finances a little bit. So even individuals that may not qualify for free and reduced lunch, and we're still exploring that, may at times because of other financial challenges may not have money just available. So we're looking at people that may not have the discretionary finances to be able to do some of this, and that changes. It kind of it's very very fluid for all of our families.
And Lloyd, from a counseling and prevention perspective, how does this program help our youth in Sitka?
Again, my background is in substance abuse prevention, and when we start looking at, you know, risk and protective factors, resiliency, you know, there's evidence out there that suggests that engagement with other youth, with adults, with your school, with your community is one of those protective factors. So for me, it makes really strong sense to do something like this. And this is one of those things that we look maybe out a year, 2 or 3 years for that impact to happen. And so when we do prevention, we have to look at that is how what can we engage youth in now that later on will build those protective factors for them.
And Blossom, what do you need from the community to help with this project?
We need their support. This is really a community venture for our children. Right now, we have Sue Ross and Terry Laurie at the Sitka High School. The pilot program is through the Sitka School District, so the fund would be available for Sitka High School students and Pacific High School students. But for the future needs, we really do need the community to come together and help support this fund so that we could expand. Our original plan is for all of Sitka's students and young children, really, because that's when you start activities is when you're young. And so I'm really asking the community to come together and donate to this fund if you can, because it would really help our children and our families. So in the future, with the community support, I see this fund growing so that we could help younger children that are interested and are willing to do dance and basketball and baseball and all of those other activities that make your childhood memories. So our pilot program is through the high school now, and I'm happy that it is, but for future reference, I really see this fund reaching out to all of Sitka families without any age barriers.
And it sounds like the expansion of the fund would also allow support for involvement in activities outside the school.
Yes. Definitely. So as Lloyd was saying earlier, the drama debate, all the other, it doesn't have to be sports. It's your interests as a student. If you want to, what are the other activities out there, Lloyd?
Well, the Silks program.
Gymnastics.
At the Haynes Center, you know, that those type of things, or any activity that a person, and maybe it's not necessarily strictly an organized activity, mm-hmm. but it may be, you know, through a club or something that could be kayaking, it could be, mm-hmm. You know, hiking. It could be a lot of different things that, looking at the barriers that people experience, that we can help them overcome so they have access, equal access. Mm-hmm. You ask a little bit about what the community could do, and really, as Blossom said, is just some financial support from the community, but also those organizations that may be writing grants, like for me, writing a prevention grant. This fits right into prevention, so I could write into my grant funding to help support this type of an activity. Other organizations that are writing grants could do the same thing, and really it's been a collaborative group process. And so if we can engage more people through the community, organizations and individuals, to look at, well, if I write this grant, I can include this money to help support this. I've got extra cash. I can, you know, go to the school district and put it into the Student Activity and Health Equity Fund. All those things count.
And then it's as simple as that. Everyone is welcome to stop by the SICK High School office. They have everything ready for you. They know, you know, where your money is going to, and it's going directly to the children. So that's the exciting part.
Great. So I'm talking with Blossom Twitchell, the General Assistance Caseworker for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and Lloyd Platson, the Prevention Director at Sitka Counseling. And they're part of the Student Activity and Health Equity Fund, a new project to help youth in Sitka get involved in activities regardless of their financial resources. And they just received a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to help them get started. Mm-hmm. But they're also looking for donations, and you can go to Sitka High to donate. Did I get all of that right?
Yes, you did.
All right. Well,
and if there's any questions, you know, feel free to ask us, or Chandler O'Connell is also kind of the point for answering questions.
Great.
And Sue Ross at the high school.
Yep. Sue Ross at the high school. Okay. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.